These pits in Sri Lanka hold some of the most valuable gemstones in the world. And miners risk their lives going down deep tunnels that could suddenly collapse. Only logs and leaves hold them up, but sand and water are constantly seeping in. Samara Naikage Tilakaratna has been mining gems for nearly 50 years. Today, he's looking for anything from blue sapphires to ruby, garnet, and topaz. Sri Lanka's gemstone industry is nearly 2,500 years old. And artisans use ancient techniques to refine the stones that sell for millions of dollars. But miners sometimes earn next to nothing, making it hard to survive in a country that recently went through its worst ever economic crisis. We traveled to the island's gemstone capital, Ratnapura, to find out how an industry worth millions of dollars got its start and whether the risk underground miners put themselves through is really worth it. Samara Naikage has lived his whole life in Ratnapura, which translates to the city of gems. His morning ritual includes preparing betel leaf and tobacco. Workers chew on this stimulant all day long for energy. The pit is 40 feet deep. The nearby river often seeps in, dumping sand, soil, and water into the tunnels. Some underground mines are even deeper than the water table. So workers need to constantly run a pump to drain the pit. But the muddy water is often dumped on the surrounding land and could make it unfit for farming. This video was filmed during a particularly heavy rainy season. That's why the tunnels are even more flooded than usual, and that can cause them to collapse. In 2015, four people were killed in Ratnapura when a mine caved in. To reinforce the pit, miners use logs from local rubber trees. They peel off the bark, which can trap moisture and make the wood rot easily. Then they gather a local fern called kekela. There are around 6,000 active mines in Sri Lanka. All are privately owned, but need licenses from the National Gem and Jewelry Authority. And it can take over a year to clear out all the gems from a single pit. Today, there are about 11 people crammed in here. The lack of oxygen makes it difficult to breathe, So they use air pumps to ventilate the tunnel through these tubes. Gases like methane are also naturally produced here. Years of experience have taught them to guess the direction of the deposits. Workers pack the gravel into sacks that can weigh up to 45 pounds. Rinse the gravel in a nearby stream to remove mud and sand. But the majority of the stones are worth nothing. On average, miners like Samara Naikage earn a basic salary of 1,200 rupees per week. That's about $3. And in Sri Lanka, it's enough to buy about a gallon of milk. But when they find a precious gem, they hand it over to the mine owners, who sell it to middlemen. Ratnapura is bursting with gemstones because of the area's geological foundation. Underground rocks here are subjected to high levels of heat and pressure that changes their chemical and physical composition, often creating gemstones. Heavy rains, landslides, and rivers can move these deposits and carry them downstream. So miners also look for stones in the Kalu Ganga. They create a scaffolding and dive to the bottom to dig them up. Or they use blades attached to wooden poles called mamotes. That can cause extensive damage to riverbeds. It's why mines like these are more heavily regulated by the country's gem authority. But experts say underground pits are also harmful. Miners remove native vegetation when they clear out the land. And some pits aren't filled back in once mining is complete, causing accidents. The industry as a whole employs nearly 100,000 Sri Lankans. The stones are sold at wholesale markets like this one in Ratnapura. Chaminda Athuraliya Gamage's workshop has been around since 2002. Workers cut the gems with a machine called a hana puruwa.
ඊට පස්සේ මැණික් කැපීමෙන් ඉතුරු වෙන මේ මැණික් කුඩු ඒවත් ගන්නවා සාමාන්‍යයෙන් විසිතුරු අත්කම් නිර්මාණ කරන්න.
The smaller pieces are later shaped and polished into individual gems. A 1-carat blue sapphire from Sri Lanka can range from $450 to $1,600. Depending on the four C's, color, cut, clarity, and carat, or weight. The largest star sapphire in the world was found in Ratnapura in 2016. It's called the Star of Adam, and it's worth $300 million. While global demand is growing, the gems are still refined in a traditional way. At this workshop in Ratnapura, Sunil is using a centuries-old technique to enhance the color of the gems. He places them on coals as hot as 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Then he blows on the embers for several hours, which alters the color and clarity. Artisans say this method has been used for more than 1,500 years. But Sri Lanka's gem mining industry is much older. Jewels adorned thrones of Sri Lankan royalty from 540 BC. Kings from the island often sent gems to foreign lands to establish trade and relationships. Venetian explorer Marco Polo even mentioned the gems in his journals. But a political and economic crisis has put this historic gem industry at risk. Hundreds of thousands of Sri Lankans took part in widespread protests last year and ousted President Gotabaya Rajapaksa. They blamed his government for high inflation as prices of food and fuel spiked. And that directly affected miners.
පතල් මැෂින්ස් ගොඩක්ම ඩිපෙන්ඩ් වෙන්නේ ඩීසල් මත. ඉතින් ඔය ඩීසල් කේස් එක හින්දා ගොඩක් පතල් කරන එක පොඩ්ඩ අඩු වුණා.
සමර නායකගේ වයිෆ් පියා සීලි ඉහලාගේ says their family had a hard time making ends meet.
තදින්ම බලපෑව අපිට කියන්නේ මේ මෙහා කරන රස්සාවන් වුණ ගාදුරට බෙහෙත් ගන්න ඉතින් ගියාම කෑම් බීම ටික පවා ගොඩක් අපහසුතාවයකට මුහුණ දුන්නා. පතල් රස්සාව නැති වුණා. පතල් රස්සාව ඉතින් මාස ගානක්ම මාස කොමත් 6ක් 7ක් වගේම නැත්තටම නැති වුණා.
But no matter what the circumstances, Piasili says the work is always unpredictable. Sometimes miners can go weeks without finding a valuable gem. And although Samara Naikage has been doing this for decades, he wants a different path for his only child.
Na ya school yanawa den me para vibhagi lila prathipala enakam balagena innawa. Eya patal wedru manna yomu karanne.